Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is Tuesday, which means it's time for the John and Wayne Show. And what we have on the agenda today, what does the 49ers defense do next? Without Fred Warner, with the additions, subtractions, plus you are getting players back this week. It does look like Brock Purdy's going to return to practice. Does look like George Kittle's going to return to practice. We got all those things on the agenda. Wayne, how are you this Tuesday, my friend?
I'm hanging in there, bro. You know,
yeah.
I'm hanging in there. That's it. That's all I got for you right now. But I am excited to be here to talk 49ers football with the great John Chapman. So,
yeah, I got it. I got home a little after midnight last night. It was a day of traveling back from Tampa Bay with flight delays and layovers and whatever. But very thankful. Had a wonderful time in Tampa Bay. But look, you come back, you lose. That's maybe not the worst part. I feel worse about the Fred Warner injury than I do the loss, because the 49ers are still in first place. And it's weird. Like, you know, even with the possible return of Brock Purdy, your franchise quarterback, and George Kittle, Hall of Fame future tight end, still seems like a net negative with the loss of Fred Warner. Is that weird? Like,
no. That's not weird at all. I mean,
Fred's that great.
Well, during my watch party, I was just like, I don't want to watch the game anymore. So that's that. And we had a lot of game left to play in a game in which we still could have won. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of football was left to be played, John. It was that hard. Cause when you look at Fred Warner, like, he's like indestructible. Right. And like, just think about the type of, like, think about how the injury happened that took him out, right? Like, you're like, you wouldn't believe 10 men on the football field, right? And then just the extra body of just Jair Brown flying around on the tackle, just happens to roll up on Fred Warner on a explosive play that they gave up on top of that to make matters even worse. It was a 10-yard run, right? So, like, it's just like, damn, like, the football gods just don't like the 49ers. I don't know what type of situation they are in with the football gods, but they are. It is just not going. It's not going well. It hasn't. I don't know what Kyle Shanahan has done, or what he sold, or what. But he got to get the health back, because it's unfortunate we're sitting here talking about the 49ers another year that we're gonna have to wait till next year. I don't want to have to wait till next year. Like, God dang it, it's a lot of football left to be played. But the question is, can these young players? That's the question. Like, how quick will they develop? And no one, and let me just repeat this, no one can replace Fred Warner. You can't go and trade for a player. You can't go and you have to literally clone him and hope the clone would be Fred Warner. Like, no one can replace what he brings as far as a leader. And as far as his cognitive ability on the football field, I think yesterday my correlation to Fred Warner, like, he's the Peyton Manning of defenses. I don't know how else to say it, but that's how smart he is.
Well, yeah, I mean, literally Kyle lets him do halftime speeches on his own to the team, not the defense. Like, he runs. Now, he still gets to do that. And he was, you know, got injured, snapped his leg in half, whatever else, and still out there freaking giving speeches and doing, like, this dude ain't going nowhere. Like, yeah. He lives in Santa Clara. He does everything. Like, he'll have his surgery this week. He's going to be around. It's Coach Warner time. You know what I mean? Like, this dude eats, breathes, sleeps football, sleeps 49ers. Like, he ain't going anywhere. He is not going anywhere. So, and again, replacing Fred, that's not what, like, there is no doing that. Correct. But somebody has to play that spot. So let me just put this out there right now, because I keep seeing a lot of stuff and I'm just like, man, that is not true at all. Look, Tatum Bethune is the Mike linebacker now. Mm-hmm. Nick Martin has taken zero snaps at that position.
Zero.
Zero. They do not cross-train young rookie linebackers. And I don't – now, maybe that changes, and they say, look, Nick Martin, now you're going to start taking – but Curtis Robinson is now your backup, Mike, who they love. They love. Nick Martin is a will backer.
Correct. Okay? Weak side, guys. Weak side.
Weak side.
That's the Dre Greenlaw guy. So, like, yes. Like, and D. Winter's backup, if he ever if he's ever active. So, here's my thing, right? So, Curtis Robinson is a name that I've been drawn to think, if practice goes well between him and Tata Bethune, right? So, let's talk about Curtis Robinson, because he's still on the practice squad, right? Like, because he has one more elevation, correct?
Right. But, so now what I think will happen is they will sign him.
Yeah.
Probably today or tomorrow to the active.
Correct.
And then you no longer will healthy scratch, because you have to keep Curtis Robinson on special teams. You have two stud special teams, 57, 59.
59. You could still healthy scratch Nick Martin.
You could. I doubt that they will, though.
They've been doing it, though. So what do you think is going to happen to Nick Martin?
Well, now you have a linebacker spot, right? So Fred's going to go to the thing. So now you side that spot. You just swap Curtis Robinson in the 53 for Fred Warner once he goes to IR, and now you no longer healthy scratch Nick Martin, so you have that linebacker.
Oh, so you're saying you thinking he'll be active now? Is what you're saying?
I do think he'll be active.
Okay, that was my question. But they need to replenish the linebacker on the practice squad. So the question is now, who's going to be that guy? There's plenty of linebackers.
Go get Stone Blanton over there, right? Go get Stone.
Go get Stone. Yeah, he's been with the team. Yeah, I mean, I think it's Chris Paul.
He's playing for the Seahawks.
Oh, he did get picked up. Okay, because I thought he got released, and then, you know, but all right, he's playing for the Seahawks. Okay.
I keep seeing these comments, and I heard you say too, Wade, like the 49ers are 4-2 at first place with a 3-0 divisional record.
Yeah, but we've seen this before. Look where the Cincinnati Bengals are without their quarterback. Like that.
But we get our quarterback back.
Yeah, but our quarterback's not the key to the team. Like Fred Warner was the key. Like, you hear what I'm saying?
Next man up.
It is. It's always going to be. First of all, it's always going to be next man up. And I'm not saying that the season is over. I didn't say that. I'm just saying that's how it feels, because now you've lost not one but two, and so now you're asking your two key core players defensively. So Robert Saleh has to really get in the books with these kids, get them in there, and really get. And remember, John, there's no practicing. The practices aren't how it was in training camp. They're not practicing like that, so it's going to be really tough to watch these guys. You thought our defense was vanilla before? Get ready to see a different vanilla version of the defense, bro. It's going to be super shell. Like, no more blitzing, no more this. We saw what happened when we did it. We did it, and we get burnt in the back end. So, look, I'm not saying the season is over. We got plenty of football. That's what I said. There's plenty of football to be played. It's just that the 49ers are taking another big blow. And the question is, how are they going to kind of recounter that blow? Are they going to add somebody from the outside? Are they going to develop within inside? Like that's what we're trying to figure out, because we are 4-2, because we still got a lot of football to be played, and we're still in first place in the NFC West.
And the schedules, let's be honest. Like, you still got the Titans, still got the Panthers, you still got, the Browns. Like, there's still a lot of winnable games. Now, are you at any point Super Bowl favorites or whatever else? I obviously not. But, dude, you get into the dance, crazy stuff could happen.
You just got to get into the dance, bro.
And, Tatum Bethune, here's what I will say. And Tatum Bethune is an elite run stuffer who might be the hardest hitting player on the team, period.
I think it's between him and Mustafa as far as hardest hitting. We just haven't seen a Mustafa hit this year.
Right. And so you are it's not okay, what can Tatum Bethune do? He can stop the run, and that dude could thump. You saw one of the hits where it was damn.
Five tackles, five assisted tackles, 10 total.
So that is a positive. The negative, you're losing the best coverage linebacker in the history of the game and replacing him with a subpar linebacker coverage. That's the issue.
Well, that's why I'm asking this guy to – Curtis Robinson had to be one of the best stashes on the practice squad that the Niners seen, because that is your veteran. That is a guy who was definitely going to be the backup to Fred Warner two seasons ago before the ACL injury. And so we might have a diamond literally in the rough. Like, I'm not saying that the drop-off might not be as high as we expect it to be. Love what I saw from Tate Bethune, but his pass coverage, which is going to be what these offenses are going to try to force the Niners to do.
The regular season is wrapped, and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers. To get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co., it's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Troll Co. runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order.
Yeah, and so, it, like, that's the thing. Like, and you could do some special things on the linebacker side. So typically, whenever the Niners go, like, nickel or even dime, you'll keep Fred out there because, again, best coverage ever. Well, maybe you don't do that anymore.
Maybe you bring out an extra safety.
Jair Brown is playing his way into a coverage role. He played every single snap, which I thought was a little weird, but he didn't play bad.
It's about time.
Coverage is his – that's what he does. Like, he's a coverage dude.
Figure this out. Siegel, not a coverage dude. Brown, coverage dude. They got to figure this out. Because Siegel's the one that's really giving up these explosive
every team's
plays.
Every team's going after him. Every single team has gone after 36, 20, 53.
Like, to tell everybody.
Those are the three that every single team we're going after. 20.
They need to hear you say it more. It comes out of my mouth and it's like, whatever. Every week I say they're going to attack. Every week, who's the person that I'm highlighting? Running backs and tight ends. Those are the guys. Why? Because our safeties can't cover, and now they're putting these wide receivers on them. They're getting skated up around so bad, like they're getting beat for explosive plays. I mean, you saw Tez Johnson do it.
Yeah, and I think the problem with 36 Marquis Siegel is he's always been in the right spot, just not making the play. Finally wasn't in the right spot. So, like, you know what
right,
I mean? Like,
right.
You can put up with it. It's like, dude, he's close. And Shanahan even said, dude, like, we were at a single high. He can't get beat by a post on a single high. He was off. He jumped the underneath. Like, he hasn't done that all year. But he did it, and it cost you big. Probably the two biggest plays. That game was determined. There were three plays. Fred Warner injury, the 3rd and 14 Baker five Mayfield missed tackles, then the Marquis Siegel giving up the deep post with no pressure.
Yeah. Like those were, and if you want to throw in the fourth, the coverage bus on the backside, which I'm going to be breaking down that film and helping explain that. But that's kind of where it is now. Mosquito Killer and
Killer,
thank you for this. You're not just getting back Kittle and Brock Purdy, which we don't know if they're going to play, but they're going to practice this week. But also Pearsall, like that is three studs.
For sure.
Studs.
For sure. But you're asking. So, all right. And this is 100% correct. And it's about time. That's how I'll say that. But here's the thing. You're asking these guys to go out, and literally the pressure is now. They got to put up some points. Like, it is no holes barred. You got to help your defense out. It's no longer the defense helping the Niners out, keeping the game close. They'll do it for a quarter. And then after those adjustments are made, get ready for some separation. But the offense now, it shifts. So now Kyle Shanahan definitely need these guys back, right? And hopefully the offensive line will stop looking asinine out there, because I don't understand why they're so fucking lost in the run game. Like, I don't understand how you run the ball well, and now you don't run the ball well. And now all of a sudden, I don't get it. I don't get how you digress in run game, like regress and run. I don't understand that. That's what offensive linemen typically want to do. They want to run the ball because they can maul people, right? Maul people, whatever the word is. But for some reason this year, this is not who we are. And I don't get it. And I'm not going to blame Christian McCaffrey when he's getting tackled for a loss every time he gets the ball in his damn hand, or any other running back that gets back there. It's not just we can't get to the outside. We can't even run the inside.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Interior offensive line, tight ends ain't blocking, wide receivers ain't blocking. It's like one of those tackle for a loss. You see Kendrick Bourne just completely not even touch a dude and turns around and just like shakes his head like, whoops, that was my bad. Like,
you can't say that's my bad. Stop making it your freaking bad, bro.
That's what him and Jake Brendel do all the time. Like, they miss their block, they turn around, they have this horrible body language, and it's just like, dude.
John, I could go every game. We've played five games.
Six
games. I can go every game and point out one play. Every time I come on the show, there's one play I'm talking about Jake Brendel not blocking. And had he blocked, it's a touchdown. It's a touchdown. Now, Richard Sherman came out on his podcast, and he literally just said everything we've been talking about for 6 weeks.
Yep.
With the offensive line. Now, he didn't mention anybody's name, but I don't have a problem mentioning anybody's name. Jake Brendel does not engage in the run blocking. And it's just him and one guy. It's like, bro, if you just lunge, you're not going to get a flag for lunging. You just lunge at him. Maybe you'll get in his way. Obstruction. Christian McCaffrey can make the right read. He can hurdle. He can do something. No. Bro, these explosive plays are lack of the center. Dominic Pooney's getting pushed back a lot.
Pooney's playing bad.
Kobe just needs time. Whatever. I don't know. God dang it.
I'll say this. Like, okay, if you're one of the this sucks, the season's over people, like, and that's okay if you're that person. Like, you do you. Here's what I will say. You're going to find out a lot about this team offensively, because now everything's going to shift. And so now what's going to happen is your offense is going to get uber aggressive. You're leading the NFL in pass yards per game with two separate quarterbacks.
Yep.
You're about to get back Pearsall. You're about to get back. Like, it's going to turn into two
shootouts. Yeah.
What it's going to be. So, like, long-term, well, you're going to get Bosa back. Long-term, you're going to get Fred Warner back. We're talking next year, moving on, all that stuff. So, like, this might be, again, I'm putting on my rose-colored sunglasses here. Look, let's see. You got to win a different way. You can't rush the passer. You can't stop pass. Like, you can't hit the quarterback, and you can't stop wide receivers. Whew. So you got to go out there and just, it's going to be a track meet, man. Pac-12 after dark meets 2025 49ers.
Bro,
this is what it's going to be. Air raid.
Air raid.
From 22 raid. Personnel.
Listen, we're not the first team in the NFL that suffer injuries like this on the defensive side. And we certainly won't be the last. But God dang it, I'm going to need Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy's toe. He should have bought a new toe by now. He got all this money. Go buy a new toe. Put a steel thing on that toe or something.
Toyota.
I like what you did there. And he needs to be out there. You know, love Mac Jones. Love what we got from Mac Jones. Rather much see him come in, relieve Brock if something went down, opposed to continuing to be a starter.
It's a break. He's been hit 19 times in 2 weeks. Well, like, that dude is, he is duct taped together.
Yeah, for sure.
He needs to get healthy. He's not healthy.
Yeah, and the silver duct tape at that, the strongest bond of duct tape, you know what I'm saying? It's poor guy, man. And, you know, he's giving it all he's got. And, you know, how ironic is it that we get our first rushing touchdown and can't score in the air? Like, no receiving touchdown. Like, how crazy is that? Like, you would thought, oh, man, Mac Jones averages at least two touchdowns a game. You know what I'm saying? We'll get at least two touchdowns, none. But we did get our first rushing touchdown. Congratulations to the offensive line, even though CMC pushed his ass through that end zone. Sure from the did. Offensive line. Good block from Trent Williams, though. I'll put it.
Everybody else just stopped. Like, we don't push our guys. Like, anyway, Phil, want to say thank you for the What's super up, chat, Phil? My friend. We will manage with another middle linebacker, but who steps up to fill the leadership void with Fred on the sidelines? It's hard when you have all those rookies. D'Amador Lenore needs to be involved. Howdy, right here. Demo has to step up. Malik Mustafa, like, that dude's kind of a leader. I don't think it could be Renardo Green. I don't think D. Winters is not playing very, very well. He started off red hot, and it's, you know, going down. But maybe
he's a liability in coverage, man. Like, yeah. That's his issue.
He's got bad eyes. He's got really bad eyes. Oh. So, like, he understands his keys, and whenever he has the flat responsibility, he's late because he always stares at the quarterback. And so he's got bad eyes. Like, that's what's got to change for me whenever I watch the tape on him. But somebody on that defensive side should be D'Amador Lenore. He's a team captain. He's the only team captain we got left on defense. Because it was Bosa, captain. He gone. It was Warner, Fred, he gone.
He gone.
Yeah. Malik, Demo. Maybe Tatum Bethune. The Mike calls the plays. Yeah. He was a captain at Florida State.
It's just going to be – look – I'm as optimistic as can be, but to be a realist in this situation, losing Nick Bosa still had high optimism, right? Because you still had your best defensive player out there on the football field. You just had to figure out ways to generate pressure. Okay. Now, like, I'm not saying I'm not optimistic. I just need to know how. I just can't wait to see how Robert Saleh is going to try to mend this one, because he lost two leaders, two captains. And I don't think he's looking for anybody else to be a captain other than Demo, because he wears the captainship. He wears that patch. But I definitely think he's looking for leaders out there on the football field. Who's going to be – you guys are talking about leaders. I want a communicator. Like, at this point, we just need somebody to communicate. You want to know why coverage was blown? Marquis Seager was getting beat on that post route. Nobody's communicating out there. Man, losing Fred Warner is very detrimental to this team.
It is. But you still got to play. You still got Sunday night
football. 100%.
All world eyes on us. Falcons out there doing their thing. Hey, you got to get the damn job done.
1,000%.
Prime time game. Let's go. Now, I want to talk trade candidates, what the 49ers approach is going to be right after this. You know that one guy in the group chat who had a 5-leg parlay week one and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contest, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So, football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. Oh, man, look at Phil. He says, I wish our Zoom hangout was this week. I need some serious therapy. It's going to be next week. So we will get that done after Sunday Night Football. That's where that's going to be. So yeah, Phil, I apologize about that. And you are freaking awesome. Let's talk about trademark it, because I do think that this Fred injury affects the approach that the 49ers should be taking. David, right here, would you trade for a linebacker, defensive end, possible O-line help? What are your thoughts on the trade, Wayne? Because I think you kind of pull back a little bit.
It depends. You got 3 weeks. So it depends. It depends on.
See.
Yeah, it's always wait and see. But when you wait and see, you might miss out on some guys that you might be in on. So it depends. So my thing is, if the Niners find a way to beat the Falcons and they win their next game and then they lose that one right before the trade deadline, like I think right after we play the Giants, those are our next three games, if I'm not mistaken.
Falcons, Texans, Giants, Rams. Those are the four.
So when is that Rams game?
That that's after the trade deadline.
Right. November, so I'm talking about before the trade deadline.
Correct.
So the three. So like
Falcons,
the Giants,
Texans, Giants.
Yeah. So you got three games. So even if we lose one of those three, like let's say we lose that Giants game, you know what I'm saying? And the Niners had 1-2, they still might, they might really fall back on the whole trade situation. Like, you know what I'm saying? They might feel like, all right, our guys are grasping the offense, grasping the defense. We're getting reinforcements back. And they might just rock out what they got and let those guys develop, save the draft capital, right? Not saying that they're not all in, but they might be all in on their guys. Or they could go the other route, you know what I'm saying, to where they lose those games. And they definitely are going to be all in on their guys at that point. You know, it all depends on who's available, who they're targeting. Definitely, I would go after the defensive end. It's really hard to trade for offensive linemen at this point. Like, no one's giving up offensive linemen, right? Like, just not. So I would go after the end. You can't replace Fred Warner as the linebacker. You're not going to bring another linebacker in here that's going to come in and do and run this Robert Saleh defense, unless it was a linebacker that played for Robert Saleh. Like, so literally, it would have to be like Dre Greenlaw or Sherwood or those guys.
And like, that's the thing. The linebacker room had the most depth of any position on the entire roster. Like, Nick Martin was a third-round pick that Robert Saleh jumped up and down about and was so excited, but he was healthy scratch for the first 5 weeks. Like, they love their linebacking core. They really, really do. Now, obviously, there's not another Fred Warner in the world, but, like, this is not a position, like, you're not trading for a linebacker, in my opinion. Now, if Tatum Bethune goes out there and stinks it up, they love Curtis Robinson. Like, they can figure these things out. But you had Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch say, well, we're not going to mortgage next year or cost us next year draft picks for a trade before Fred was hurt. That was before Fred was hurt. Now Fred's hurt. Now you're not, oh, man, we got to panic. That's not who this front office is. This is not their first injury rodeo.
No.
We've been through 2020. We have been through.
Yeah. We've lost Nick Bosa before, but we've never lost Fred Warner before.
And football's 100% injury sport. I say it all the time. Yeah. Fred Warner missed one game in eight seasons. Sometimes you get rolled up on. Like, that was just, there's nothing. Sometimes football just happens. And Fred understands that better than anybody, the way he responded, right? Smiling on the cart. Dude, that dude. Oh, my God. Who smiles?
He's a strong dude, man.
Ugh.
Strong dude. Strong dude mentally. His speech that he wrote on Instagram was touching, because he said that his comeback was basically going to be epic. Like, and he can't wait. Like, you know what I mean? I can't wait. And thank goodness it's an ankle injury, right? It's not a knee. You know what I'm saying? It's not a knee. It's not an ACL. It's not an Achilles. It's just a clean break on the ankle, right? And so, dude's going to be back. He'll be on crutches for a little bit, and he'll be back flying around to the football field. I mean, again, it was one of those unfortunate situations that, you know, you just got rolled up on. And it happens all the time. It just never happened to us in that particular situation.
Yeah.
So,
hey, I'm with Howdy here. Like, I'm looking for extreme value I'm looking for one-year rentals, yes. But I ain't paying that. Like, y'all heard me talk about Trey Hendrickson. Like, I'm not giving up a second for him.
Absolutely
this.
Not.
Now I'm like, dude, I don't think I want to give up a third round either. Like, I'm looking at fifth, sixth round picks.
Absolutely.
Maybe a fourth. Like, I'm not overspending unless you can get so. Like, let's say Jeffrey Simmons is available for some value. Yes, that's not going to happen in my opinion. But I'm making all the calls, but I'm way more hesitant now than I was a week ago. And we got to see what happens these next 3 weeks, like Wayne said. Like, and I'm not going to panic.
Yeah, and you're not panicking. I'm not panicking. The Niners aren't panicking. It's just more like, let's just get out there on Sunday and just see how this unfolds, bro. Like at this point, you know, I'm really looking forward. Let's see how well we've drafted. Let's see if these young guys do provide that spark, do provide that energy. Some of these young guys probably could get in and get in where they get in. Like Mike Carroll Williams might have the biggest game of his life going back to Atlanta after playing for Georgia for a few years, right? So, like, let's be all in on these guys, regardless of how hard or how difficult it may be. Season's far from over. I mean, it ain't over until we're out mathematically, motherfucking. I know. I counted last year. We wasn't out for a long time, even though we were typically out, right? But mathematically, we weren't. We're far from that. Season's young. Yeah. Injuries happen early. That might be the best thing that happened. It happened early. So this gives enough time for guys to develop.
And like, you're 3-0 in the division. You're 4-2.
First place in the division.
Like, yeah, like you're not going to be mathematically eliminated no matter what this season for a very long, long, long time. Like, Niners are going to be in the mix for the playoffs, period.
Period.
The schedule, like, the Falcons had a good game. The Falcons are either awesome or not. It's Sunday Night Football. We'll see. Texans are not great. Giants, yeah, they're either awesome or they're not. This is the same team that got blown out by the Saints. Rams, we already beat them once. It's still the same old sorry-ass Rams. Cardinals, looking like one of the worst teams in sports. Panthers, yeah, you beat the Cowboys, but shoot, it's the Cowboys.
They're not beating us.
This schedule, like, what were the three things that I will constantly go back? You built this season on quality coaching. That hasn't changed. Mm-mm. Hasn't changed. Mm-mm. You have elite blue-chip players. Still, even without two of them, you still got CMC, you still got Trent, you still got George Kittle, like you still got, and you're getting back some of those. And easy schedule. The schedule is still very, very winnable. You just went through the toughest stretch of quarterbacks with Trevor Lawrence, Matthew Stafford, Baker Mayfield. There is not another quarterback thing like that. You got to play Stafford again week 10, but there is nobody else playing at that level. Maybe Sam Darnold week 18. He's freaking lighting it up out there, but you're all right. You're all right.
I agree. I think just look moving forward. We got to stop the run, you know, getting gashed by the run. And that was
Tatum Beth who could do that.
Right. But we're going to find out this week. I'll put it like that. I thought we got gashed a couple of times, maybe three times. One was an unexpected run to Baker Mayfield. He wasn't really expecting that, but a couple of explosive runs from Rashad White, 10 yards or more in that game, maybe 2 to 3. Got to figure out how to not allow that to happen this week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that to
they're a run-heavy team. Bijan playing as well as anybody in the NFL.
First of all, John, they run the pistol offense. That offense is based off of Bijan Robinson. I don't think their quarterback even likes that jump, but he ain't got nothing. It ain't nothing he can do about it, right? Like they're basing the offense off of Bijan. So it's pistol, 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 pistol. We used to run pistol, 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 pistol. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because we had the type of quarterback and running back for that system.
Greg Roman days.
Yeah, man. So, look, all I'm saying is that's what I'm looking into. That's my key number one this week. You got to figure out how to stop the run this week. Like, more importantly, I would sell out all on the run. If you get beat down the field by Drake London or Darnell Mooney if he plays or whoever, this Ray McLeod, whoever's there, I don't know. If you get beat by any one of those guys, okay, just don't give up the touchdown. But you got to stop the run.
Got to. Now, what I want to talk about next, right after this, is what about the 49ers run game? Is it going to start to return with these new players and how they'll impact it right after this? 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, We give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. All right, the next party is going to Frank Gore's coming, Travis Key coming, I the Niner coming. All of that is awesome. I care Wayne Breezy's coming, man.
Yeah.
I cannot freaking wait. Are you
kidding me? We are back in the mother freaking building. Let's go. We're turning up. Houston, you bet be ready. And we ain't losing that game. I can guarantee we're not losing that game. I don't care how bad they beat whoever they played before they went in their bye week. Felt like it was the Panthers because they took advantage. Wherever they played, they scored 48 points. It's not happening against the Niners. I don't care who's on defense. It's going to be a game. Sorry, D'Amico. Love you, but not that day.
I can't wait, man. We're going to be out at the Social Beer Garden, HTX, Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m. Going to be a blast. We're going to have concerts, Frank Gore, you name it. And we rented out a three-story parking garage right across from NRG where we're going to be partying on the roof. It's going to be the biggest party we have ever hosted. So please, please, please go get your tickets on the TickPick app or just click the link in this video description. Smoking Niner guy, he brought the family out in Tampa Bay. We got to meet all three of the little girls. They were adorable. It was a great time. He says, the wife says hi. She's watching too now, man. Dude, that whole family just on point. And awesome. I just want to say shout out to everybody that came out in Tampa. It was a wonderful time. It was great. A lot of very positive relationships and community built and new friendships. That's what we do, man. That's what it's all about. So thank you to everybody. I wish I could shout out everybody, but there's no way I could do that. Yeah, great time. So come out, meet Wayne. Then we'll be in New York the next week. We're going to be out in Jersey. Going to be a great time there, too. We just rolling. So we got three trips in 4 weeks. We racking up the miles, Wayne. We racking them up. Now, talk to me about the run offense. We mentioned how bad it was. But now you're getting back Kittle. Now you're getting back Pearsall that can stretch the field a little bit. Now you're possibly getting back Purdy who can scramble. Mac Jones has been red hot, but he brings nothing in the feet department, especially whenever he's banged up. Purdy changes that. Kittle changes that. Man, like, do we start to see a little bit of the return of the run game?
Yeah, I mean, I think Kittle is the key, right? Because we've had Purdy, we've had Pearsall, we still couldn't run the ball. And we had Kittle, and we don't know what we were going to be able to do because he left the game. Like, right? And so he's the key to this run game for the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, we talk about our tight ends not just being able to really seal and block out there. I mean, they're all right, but they're not Kittle, right? And so, like, that's one of those other guys that's just on a whole nother stratosphere when it comes to run blocking. Like, it's just a different game for him. But just the ability to be able to stretch these defenses, right? Because that's what you're going to want to do to Atlanta, right? Like, you want to spread, move those guys up, get those guys out of the box, and force those guys to cover. And I think the ability to have George Kittle, that he can stretch the field. Now you got Ricky Pearsall coming back. He can stretch the field. So explosive plays down the field. And don't get it twisted. We've been hitting explosive plays down the field. The issue is we're not getting them on the ground. This should help enable the outside zone runs, which I missed dearly, having George Kittle back. You still can run two tight end sets out there, but it's that side where George Kittle is blocking on, wherever he motions to, where you're going to just get an extra blocker for a guy like Christian McCaffrey to make an extra cut. It's crazy how George Kittle helps make Jake Brendel look good, Dominic Pooney look good. I'm talking about the offensive line. You want to talk about an extension to the offensive line? There might not be a better extension to the offensive line than George freaking Kittle.
He's like the right tackle.
Man. He's like a right, or like wherever you put him, wherever you line up. I like when they load him up on Trent's side too. It's awesome. Like, I'm telling you, it's just awesome to watch. Brock Purdy, if he's back, if he's healthy, you're good because at least you know you can extend plays. And you know, Purdy's a playmaker. He's going to try to find a way to make a play, whether he uses his feet. We're going to be monitoring those high passes and things like that, see if he's stepping into his throw able to plant that foot, plant that toe on the ground for sure. Gonna watch it. But having Purdy back is having your starting quarterback back and it being Brock Purdy is always a gift. And then Ricky Pearsall. I'm like, look, we didn't really lose much down the field. Kendrick Bourne, I don't know where Kendrick Bourne came from. That ain't the same Kendrick Bourne we had back in the day, and I love him. But damn, he is damn good. Like, he is who Ricky's filling in the Ricky Pearsall role. Like, not the Juwan Jennings role, the Ricky Pearsall role, which is weird because we've never really seen him in that light. Man, drops a few, catches big ones. I don't know how you want me to explain.
It's a positive play for the offense or defense every time Kendrick Bourne's out there. It's a shot.
Whoa.
It's true, though. Like, interception probably would have been interception anyway. The drops, the non-blocking. But, man, that dude had, like, three catches for 130 yards at one point. Like,
bro, you are first two catches was 97 yards on two catches.
Must be every single Kendrick Bourne play, period. Like,
oh, I love it. Yo, my explosive. Kendrick Bourne! Kendrick Bourne! I'm like, back-to-back, at least this time, I don't got to – it's not 10 catches, right? It's only five. This was only five catches. But congratulations to him, man. Back-to-back 142-yard games. But this is what I'm talking about. He just adds another dimension to the 49ers wide receiving core. And the 49ers wide receiving core has not been fully healthy. They're still missing Brandon Ayuk. And Juwan Jennings is a shell of himself this year. You got Ricky Pearsall struggling with the injuries. And the healthiest wide receivers that we have is Kendrick Bourne. And maybe MVS and maybe DeMarcus Robinson, who's dealing with an oblique injury. It's a lot, but I'm glad to have those guys back.
Yeah. I've got a question here. What do you do at the tight end position now that Kittle's back? Like, I'll be honest, Luke, like Farrell, like, has not been great. He's brought in for pass protection, gave up a huge sack, forced fumble, whatever else. Like, I think he finally gets to go back because we only saw it for a quarter where Kittle played the week one. I think Luke Farrell gets to go back to what he's supposed to play. Like, he played up, and he's not a tight end one. But what do you do with Tonjes? Because Tonjes has been so consistently great. The run blocking, not really his thing. But no. The space-creating plays.
And catching abilities.
And catching abilities there. But I do want Luke Farrell as a pass-protecting tight end. That's what he was paid for. With Kittle back, it should allow Kittle to go out on more routes. I don't know how this tight end room's going to shake out besides Kittle at number one.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think, well, we can X out Braden Willis. He'll go back down to the practice squad, I guess, however that works.
Right, yeah, I do expect that.
Yeah, but the three tight ends that'll be available for Sunday would be those three. And I expect to see some type of 13 personnel. You know what? We get to the goal line all the time. So that's when I want to see it. And that's when I expect us to punch that junk in for six. So as far as who's tight end two, I think you got to give it to Jake Tonjes because he's dynamic on the football field. He's another threat for the defenses to have to cover. And if he could be your check down, if he could be, we saw a lot of check downs to him as well, right? It wasn't just Christian McCaffrey this week. I think Jake Tonjes had like two of his catches that weren't regular routes, that were check down routes. And so that's great. You know, that's great. Purdy, Jake Tonjes, George Kittle, then Luke Farrell will be that third tight end on 13 personnel. And don't get it twisted, man. He might be the one that scores in the red zone. Like, that's what you want. Like, you want the attention to go to the guys that have been getting the attention. Farrell got hands. He's just not as dynamic.
But, like, if you need to max protect, so, like, that's this him. Week you're playing against the Falcons. They blitz at over a 50% rate against Josh Allen last week. If you're going to blitz, you need protection. Like, I do think Luke Farrell needs snaps. I'm not saying Tonja shouldn't, but, like, I want Luke Farrell out there to block, yeah. To pass block, which is – he's good at that. He still got beat last week one, but, like, that's what I want to see. You know what I mean?
I would play the game, though, like, right, John? Because we expected Todd Bowles, who's, like, one of the number one blitzing defensive mind coaches. He didn't blitz much.
And he got pressure right up the middle through Jake Brendel's face.
I'm just saying if a team doesn't have to blitz, they won't blitz. So what he was able to do is disguise his coverages, hence both of those interceptions.
Yeah.
I feel like Atlanta's built a little bit differently. I don't think they're built as – they're good up front, but I don't think they have – they don't have a Vita Vea. So
no. They're built on the outside.
The outside, the edges. Yes.
AJ Pierce and Walker.
Yes. So that – so if those guys can get home, then okay. But I'm not expecting those guys to get home much. You know what I mean? Like, Colton McKivitz, Trent Williams got a job to do. And this is their week where they can let everybody know that they're the top tackles in the NFL, right? Hold that pressure off of Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy also has to get rid of the ball quickly, and that's where these young other guys we were talking about come into play. Like, you know, your Jake Tonges, your whatever. Now, as far as max protection, I'm with you, man. Luke Farrell is the better blocking tight end out of Tonges and Farrell. I want to make that clear.
Oh, yeah.
And pass protection.
Tonges has played up in the versatility. Like, that's like Tonges was just a wide receiving tight end option. And that's why he couldn't find a spot in the league. And Kyle has even mentioned this. He's like, but he's had to play a different tight end role than they thought that they played him all offseason because Kittle got hurt early. Then Kyle Juszczyk got hurt. He's like, dude, we're going to have to play you at fullback. Like, he just does. Yeah. Like, he's tight end dwelly with upside.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I knew you were going to take it. Yeah, that's what it is. Great hands. I thought Dwelly had great hands. I thought Dwelly created great space. I thought Dwelly made spectacular catches. I thought Dwelly was good out of the backfield. It was just Dwelly had he was a worse run blocker though and pass protector.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now Tom's just going to be here. Los Gatos. He ain't going nowhere, man. We're going to have him for a little bit, which I'm excited about. So, Wade, talk to us just real quick. Plug your Patreon. Plug some shows you got coming up so that we can go support that before we jump out of here.
Yeah, man, tonight is Tuesday. So if you guys are into fantasy football, make sure you join the channel tonight live, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 8 or 9, I can't remember. But just make sure you just join it because Peachy and I will be going over our Week 6 waiver wire picks for Week 7 and top plays and taking your fantasy football questions, who you should start, and all that good stuff. So nice, good show to want to tune in. And don't forget, man, follow me, subscribe to me on the Patreon. If you're looking for a place, you're not out with John at the Rush Road Trips, and you're looking for a place to watch the games and have some fun and talk trash and just be yourself, join the Patreon, www.patreon.com/@TheWayneBreezy, and we could watch the game and laugh and curse and cry together. We cried this week, though. This was a crying week.
It was a rough one. Dude, I might be 100% in on this comparison from AJ. Breezy and Chapman, both in H-Town, the Milli Vanilli of our town. Dude, I loved me some Milli Vanilli. It might have been meant as an insult, but
I don't. Wait, Votion, because I don't like this. Pick another group.
I love Milli Vanilli. I mean, no, they were
lit. They were fake. They were imposters.
Come on, man. Girl, you know
no, it's true. Blaming on the rain. Yeah.
Whoever
yeah.
was singing, they were some bangers, man. So yo, I'll take it. It's what
I don't,
it is.
I don't know if that is an insult. Is he calling us fake?
Oh, no. He said coming all the way from Alaska to party with us
today. Wow.
You call us what you will, man. That is.
Yes. If you're coming from Alaska, I'm Milli and he's Vanilli.
Oh,
yes.
We could do some house party. Kid and play.
Oh, now that I'm talking about, man. I could
do that.
Yeah, you go with the yeah. I'll go. I'll be play. You be kid. You're a racer head.
I'm gonna start working at the dance, man. While I'm vacuuming. While
Let's
I'm
get
vacuuming.
It. Let's get it. Oh, I'm about to go watch that movie. Do you know that was one of? I ever tell you the story about when I saw that movie?
I think we're about to hear it. I'm excited.
So
can we?
My mom took me to see that movie, right? So I don't know when the movie came out, but whenever it was, it had to be 91 or so. I was a kid, right? But I don't think my mom knew what was going to be in that movie, other than like the cursing and stuff, right? Man, you want to know how awkward it was to watch that movie with your mom, bro?
I remember a few scenes.
Yeah, just a couple. Scenes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, yes. The public enema scene was perfect, but there were some scenes in that movie. And I was just like, dang, mom, go somewhere, man, so I could watch this movie. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. I love it.
Wade, great movie, man. Great movie.
Take us out of here, man. Appreciate you so much. Everybody go support Wayne wherever you can. He is the freaking man. We really appreciate the time you give us. And, dude, you make my life better. Appreciate all you do for the community. Take us out of here, my friend.
Hey, faithful. Now is the time. We are called the faithful for a reason. And I tell you what, our faith has been tested week in and week out. Every week is something different. Who knows what's going to be in store for this week? But I do know this. The 49ers play on Sunday night prime time football. And I'm sorry, I'm tired of losing to the mother freaking Falcons. So let's get our team together. Let's rally behind this team. Let's show Fred Warner why we're faithful. Let's win this one for Fred. Faithful on three. One, two, three. Faithful.